The Woodstock Playhouse opens its fourth season of summer repertory theater on June 19th with Monty Python's Spamalot. The season runs through August 10th with productions of Jesus Christ Superstar, The Three Musketeers, and West Side Story. The summer repertory is staged in an intimate 321-seat theater in the heart of Woodstock, allowing theater goers, as we call them, an elevated sensory experience of live performance from future rising Broadway performers. Hear that? You all. Here to tell us more are Doug Farrell, co-manager of the Woodstock Playhouse, along with Spamalot cast members, and you all help me out with your names. It's Kyle Gray.
Kyle Gray, you got it right,
Kyle
just like
Gray.
The Keller.
Excellent. Excellent. Evan Dolan is here, and
yes.
Sarah Kowalik?
Kowalik.
Sarah Kowalik, welcome. Thank you very much for being here. It is a delight to have you here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us.
You look like you're ready to put on a show. So let us start with Doug. How are things going?
They're going wonderfully. This is our fourth season, and we've gotten the theater back on its feet as one of the stepping stones to Broadway, introducing rising performers, and it just gets better and better each year.
So how do you find these rising performers?
I find them delightful. I couldn't imagine spending a more delightful time from day to day between rehearsals, just chatting with them, enjoying life, and then seeing them on stage. Totally amazing.
Okay. No, but literally, how do you find them?
how do we find them?
That's okay. I find them delightful. No,
but
no, no.
I'm
but like when you're walking down the street, I'm like, oh, they can sing. How
do you? Absolutely. We head down into the city for Straw Hat auditions with other summer stock theaters.
Okay.
And we start there. We also, people will get up on stage, give us 90 seconds. They'll do a monologue, a song, and if we like, we get to see them dance also. So that's one way that we do find them. We do also bring back people from past years, past seasons. And with each year, it's a growing web, and they speak to their friends, and they speak to their friends, and it grows and grows and grows. And we've been contacted by a lot of people who would just like to come up and perform at the Woodstock Playhouse.
As far as the now for all of you, and we can go around the room and start with you, Kyle. But
yeah,
but,
of course.
But, so, how do you end up in an audition situation?
In the audition for this, actually, I was in New York. I did the Straw Hat auditions. I had come for spring break, actually, just to do some classes with my university. And while I was there, I auditioned for Straw Hat, and I sang a 45-second song, did a 45-second monologue, and that was that. I got a call back for Woodstock, and then I came and did the call back, and they asked me to record some videos, and that was that.
And now you're playing King Arthur.
Now I'm playing King Arthur, and I'm having a wonderful time.
Okay, so Evan, now how did you get into this?
Well, in the wintertime, I did a bunch of big cattle call auditions like SCTCs and MWTAs. But then during spring break, actually, I looked at some companies that were going to be at NETCs and Straw Hats, including Woodstock Playhouse, and I just sent my headshot and resume, and they followed up with me, and I sent some video of me singing and dancing, and then next thing I knew, I had a phone interview, and then within a few hours, a contract.
That's the way it's supposed to work. An interview and a contract. You've been doing this a long time. You've been doing this since you were a kid, right?
Yeah, I mean, since fourth grade, I did a show called The Feast of Life. nothing, really. And we toured a little bit of Iowa, and yeah, ever since then, I got hooked, so... Yeah,
excellent.
Here I am.
Now, are you all college students?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, Sarah, where do you hail from and how did this come to be for you?
Well, I am from the Boston area, but I go to school at the Hart School, which is in Hartford, Connecticut.
Yep.
And my spring break, like Kyle's, also fell during the week of Straw Hat. So I went to the Straw Hat auditions in New York City and got the call back and went, did my little singing bit, and was asked to send in a video for The Lady of the Lake in Spamalot. So I made that video and sent that in and got the offer and said, absolutely.
And that's quite a part. I mean, it's a...
It is quite a part.
A meaty part. So that's fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's a blast. I've never played anything like it. I'm not used to. I mean, she is the token diva
right.
of the show, but she also plays like a ton of different characters in the show. She goes from like this elegant character all of a sudden to like gospel singer and then a lounge singer. It's just such a blast. There's nothing better than getting to wake up every morning and just play a crazy character and getting paid to do that.
This is true.
Life is so tough, you know?
Now, Doug, are you looking for pretty much college talent? Are you looking for that young talent?
We look for talent at every age. We open up our auditions to the local area. We put it out through press releases to many, many papers and organizations. So we're really open to anyone who's wanting to send in their headshots and resumes and do an audition for us.
But is there a training aspect? I mean, you get people, they're young, they know what they're doing, they're very good, but is there a training aspect as well?
Sure. As part of the Woodstock Playhouse and also the New York Conservatory for the Arts, our nonprofit arts organization works through those two organizations. We offer a full summer camp for ages 7 up through young through 18 or so. And then we also have a wonderful Woodstock Playhouse internship program, which has started this year. And that's for ages 16 through 20. And that has been instituted this year. And that's only going to grow in the future. We're going to continue that through our entire school year and provide that next level of training moving into future performers.
Now, rumor has it that you have prepared something to perform for us.
Well, yes. King Arthur yes. could not come to the round table.
Without singing.
Without being yes. prepared.
The round table.
I love it. Love it. I love it. Okay. So what will you be doing?
I'll be singing a piece of Knights of the Round Table.
Okay.
Very
excellent.
Fitting.
Go ahead.
We're Knights of the Round Table. We dance when we're able. We do routines and chorus scenes with footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Spamalot. We eat ham and jam and Spamalot. We're Knights of the Round Table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routines and chorus scenes that are too hot for cable. We eat ham and jam. We eat ham and jam and Spamalot.
Wow. Very nice. Wow. very nice. You can belt it out in the studio. That's great. Yeah, very, very nice. Yeah. When you do something like that and you sound great, what part of the process are you in now? Are you...
Well, we've just finished blocking the entire show.
Okay.
So we've just started running the show. The first couple times.
So you haven't done it in front of an audience yet?
We haven't done it in front of an audience
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, so that'll be fun when you bring in the people.
Once we get kind of the jokes going and the laughs going, we'll know that we're doing something right.
Yeah. Because it's Monty Python and because it's, there is very much a sort of a vaudevillian patter to it, right?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And... Yes, you all agree.
Oh, okay,
you're all nodding. Yes, right.
And once
it's very specific.
Once it's up on stage with the costumes and the set pieces and the full orchestra, it's going to be fantastic. Yeah.
Let's talk just for a second about the rest of the season for the Woodstock Playhouse. As I mentioned, you not only have this show but three others. So you'll go right from this to Jesus Christ Superstar.
That's correct. Yeah.
And then what's next?
After that is adventure drama with the Three Musketeers.
Yep.
And then finishing the summer season with the classic West Side Story.
Excellent. Will any of you be a part of those, or are you?
Yes.
Yep. We are
all
other three productions. Mm-hmm. And actually, we've already started rehearsing for the next one.
She's
so we're getting the full summer stock experience.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you're in it for the season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yep.
Okay, so you spend the summer in Woodstock. That's not a bad place to
not
spend the summer.
All.
No.
The envy of all your friends. And and I assume, and this is an assumption, but I think probably accurate, is that you all want to do this professionally. I mean, you're seeking that to be the goal, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So where do you go from? You go back to school in the fall, and then you keep auditioning and keep going out there and, and trying to do what you can do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, there's no telling where they're going to end up because one of our first season members, Dimitri, he is now playing in the Book of Mormon on Broadway. Yep. We have about six other people that have gone on to national tours, and you just never know where they're going to go next because they're at that stepping stone to Broadway level where once they step out of our doors at the end of the summer, anything can happen.
Yeah. And while that must be, you feel that the world is your oyster, it must be a little terrifying to just not know sort of what's next, right?
But it's definitely. But it's also kind of an adventure too, you know?
It is. Mm-hmm. You really, you just... As long as you're committed to it and just always know, like, I just always say, like, stay hungry. And just always take every opportunity. And we were even talking about this before. You can try as many things and look for as many opportunities as possible, but you just never know what's going to happen to you.
No, you don't.
So, but I after even just rehearsing a few days with this company, everyone is so incredibly talented, and I can already see why we have so many Woodstock alum that have gone on to amazing opportunities, and it's just such an honor to be a part of that and to see that the people that I'm surrounded by every day right now are going to be that next generation of people that have amazing work as actors.
It's such a professional experience because I've never been in a show before where, like, we come in and we are off book for every show before we get to Woodstock.
Wow.
Yeah. We're off book for every single show before we start rehearsals.
So you know your lines, you're ready to go.
For Jesus Christ Superstar.
When you arrive. And you're a Canadian.
I am a Canadian, yes.
And a Canadian who wound up in Oklahoma.
I did, yep. I've been all over.
I don't know why. That just fascinates me. I think that's a great story in and of itself.
No, I know. It's not that common. Yeah, I went to school in Oklahoma. I had gone to one of their summer camps at Oklahoma City University's Bass School of Music, and I just fell in love with the program there, fell in love with the faculty, the teachers. I had just found that actually online and auditioned through video. And then once I went to the summer camp there, I auditioned for the actual school. So, yeah, so I've been all over. And then, yeah, coming up to Woodstock has just been a dream. It's so cool to be a part of just this rich history, like since 1938, just to be a part of this history of just this rural extension of Broadway, just with like there so many famous performers like Diane Keaton have performed at Woodstock, Anne Mira, Larry Hagman, Mary Martin's son, just so many. It's just such a rich history, and it's really cool to be a small part of that now.
Sarah, you said you came from Boston and then go to the Hart School.
Yes.
Okay, so from Boston to Hartford. So you've stayed in New England.
That's... Yeah, I've kind of stayed in the Northeast area. I guess I'm a bit biased.
Well, for theater, I mean, that's a great place to be. I mean,
oh,
you're
absolutely
at the center of it, Boston, New York, sure. And then, Evan, you were you mentioned Iowa, so you literally...
Dubuque, Iowa.
Well, I mean, that's a show in and of itself,
yes,
too,
it
right?
Is. Yes, it is.
So you you come from Iowa to New York and then up to Woodstock, so it's quite a trek for you.
Yeah.
And I guess your whole family's involved in this, traveling.
Yeah, it was quite the adventure. Took a 3.5-hour car ride from Dubuque to Chicago, and then a train from Chicago to New York, and then a bus from New York to Woodstock, and now I'm here.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah, seriously.
Spamawat runs June 19th, 20th, 21st, and then the 26th, 27th, and 28th. They have shows, those are the shows at 8 o'clock, and then on the 22nd and the 29th at 2 o'clock. And again, you can see Spamawat and then these very, very talented, these very, very talented actors in Jesus Christ Superstar, The Three Musketeers, and West Side Story throughout the summer, and many other talented actors as well. You can find out more information by going to their website, woodstockplayhouse.org, woodstockplayhouse.org. Doug, Kyle, Evan, Sarah.
Sarah, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Have a delightful summer and wonderful to meet you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Have a great time. Thank you. And thanks for singing. That was great.
Thank you.
We don't ask many of our guests to do that. You pulled it off. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.